Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:05. Do you know where your foodstuffs is? It's right here with your host, me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney Co. Y98. Make sure you're following us on there. You can also see pictures from our Christmas party last night with Fitz and the Tantrums. We got some fun pictures up there and a post about how to watch The Irishman as a miniseries.
Yeah, I think that's a great little tip.
Good little resource there.
Yeah, I think I went a little past the part of the first part of the miniseries.
Okay.
So I still have some to watch.
Yeah, it's a good one. At Courtney and Co. Y98, follow us on Instagram. So we were at 360 last night for the holiday party, like I said, and they're doing a fun pop-up thing with some drinks. Jen, tell us more.
There are so many holiday pop-up bars in St. Louis, but 360 is pretty cool. Their whole theme is up on the rooftop, since they're at the top of the ballpark Hilton, 26th floor or something. But they have all these specialty cocktails in mugs, which you can purchase to bring home, like the Moose Mug.
Oh, yeah,
it's supposed to be like a Christmas vacation one. Peanut butter whiskey.
It's good.
Sherry, creme de coco, cream, and eggs.
Yeah,
this
it's
thing
good.
Was
it's rich.
It was so thick it was a meal, which is always trouble when you say that drinking a drink. There's also a Buddy the Elf mug. So they have like an elf themed drink, complete with like gumdrops on top. There's a Christmas in Hollis one that has Cocoa Puff infused almond milk.
All I know is that 360, if you want to get into the Christmas spirit, it is absolutely
so
gorgeous.
Fun.
But
yeah,
no,
the lights
I mean,
are
it
awesome.
Looks amazing.
Upside down Christmas trees.
Yeah, it's
and
cool.
It's just really, really like so beautifully decorated. And just with being surrounded by glass.
Oh,
it was well done.
Uh-huh. And I think Lance just went to a pop-up bar this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah. Not the 360.
No, I know.
A different one. Went to Sip and Santa, which is not too far from our old studios. It's on Locust near Compton. And it's interesting because the reservations are all full, but you can try to walk in and sit at the bar. So that's what we did. They opened at 4, so we figured, hey, let's go there 4, see if we can get in. And we did, and had a great time.
Fun.
I love all these little pop-up bars.
Yeah.
Sippin'
Santa.
That's a new one. It's the Sister of Miracle, which is down on the south side. I think Indiana near Jefferson. That one's that's year number 4 for that one.
Food stuff.
Other local stuff. Max Local Eats, which we've talked about a handful of times on the show, recently moved from Dogtown over to Cherokee Street. They are featured in the new issue of Food and Wine magazine. Is one of their favorite places to go.
Whoa. Oh, that's a big deal.
Channel 5 just did a big piece on them, too. Delicious burgers, delicious stuff. So get in there. They're on Cherokee Street.
Yeah, we need to get over there one day. I got to have one of those cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
But it's crazy crowded, right?
The line, it takes a long time standing in line, but as soon as you place your order, because they're like smashed burgers and they're running through them so fast, you get your burger in like 60 seconds.
And I think this new location is bigger too, so it's a little easier. But yeah, delicious. Other food news, Oreo, you know, they always do those mystery flavors. They did one not too long ago. I think we tried
them. We did. We thought they were
Teddy Grahams.
Yeah. Ah, yes. So we were close, but they have revealed it. Churro.
Oh.
Which very similar flavors. You know what I mean? If not for the
churro
texture, it's hard to tell those two things apart. But it was churro. So somebody got $50,000 for guessing the mystery flavor. I'm sure they'll do that again. Papa John's overseas has introduced a new pizza. It's called American Hot Dog Pizza.
American Hot Dog Pizza.
The pizza has whole hot dogs, chili salsa sauce, mozzarella cheese, and cheddar cheese sauce on it. Oh, and
Dijon
mustard and pickle. I mean, it sounds like...
They also probably think that this is what we eat.
We do.
I mean, we eat hot dogs, but not on a pizza.
And pizza, but not together.
Did you guys talk about the Papa John stuff last week at all?
No, we never did.
Well, I don't know if we were on the air
during reckoning,
it.
Yeah.
Man.
We never got to it. Yeah, he did an interview, Papa John, who has been ousted from the company a while ago.
John Schnatter.
Gone way down.
Claims that he ate 40 Papa John's pizzas in the last 30 days.
And he looked like, whatever the picture they used for the article, it looked like he was really sweating.
Yes.
Or just got done eating the 40 pizzas.
Or the peppers, the pepperoncini thing.
I don't know if that was picked or if that was taken during the interview.
Yeah, he is kind of, he's
But not, he said he's happy about Shaq.
Oh, yeah, he does like Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq bought some of the Papa John's.
Yes.
He's a franchisee.
Oh, okay, got it. So what, he was tasting, he was eating that many pizzas in that many days to test the quality?
Yeah, he thinks it's gone
it
way down.
It sounds like sour grapes to me.
Oh, well, for sure.
Yeah, they're also putting on a pizza in Indonesia, actually. Sour grapes is a pizza.
Bit of an egomaniac.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Papa John, yeah. I mean, you would be too if you started that thing in your garage.
That is true.
Food stuffs.
And finally, this is some important stuff. Guys, we might be looking at a French fry shortage.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's not great. There's speculation right now that it could happen in this country after the unseasonably cold, wet weather damaged potato crops in Idaho, North Dakota, Minnesota, and some parts of Canada. This most likely means fewer potatoes. So there could be a shortage, but regardless, we'll probably be paying higher prices for our French fries.
No one cares about the mashed potato shortage or the au gratin shortage. It's all
French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're eating.
I mean, man, you know, places like whatchamacallit might have to rethink their bottomless fries.
Who?
Red Robin.
Oh, yeah.
And the fries to go.
Fries to go.
Travel fries.
I've been looking forward to that since last year's Bikes for Tykes.
I know. Fries to go.
Fries
so
to munch
smart.
On. Here's some fries to munch on with your order. Oh, you guys got it all figured out.
I drove by one of those Red Robins over the weekend and realized I've never eaten at a Red Robin.
Oh, so
oh,
good.
It's good.
I got no complaints.
No,
they deliver. I got no problem with Red Robin. I do have a problem with the potato shortage, so let's all do our part. You know what I mean? Like, just don't eat as many so that there's some for everybody, and I think we can turn this thing around. That's it for Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram, at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Food Stuffs!
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is Home 50, the high today, sunny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.